Good morning. Good to see everyone here today. Glad you ventured out with the weather as it is and the forecast is coming. I know a lot of people's probably checked the weather app this morning and seen what time the snow's supposed to get here and all that. So we'll have you out here in time, okay? The pastor's message this morning, when life doesn't make any sense, sometimes the weather doesn't make any sense. So we're going to be singing a lot about faith over fear this morning. So maybe that is a good time and a good topic for today. Glad to see everyone here this morning. We're going to ask that you stand with us as we open our service to sing Worthy of Worship. He is truly worthy this morning. So join with us.
Worthy of worship, worthy of praise, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all the glad songs we can sing, worthy of all of the offerings we bring, you are worthy.
Indeed worthy and wonderful. Good to see everyone again this morning. If we have visitors, welcome this morning to our service. Turn and greet each other as our pastor comes to the stage this morning. Good to see everyone.
Well, welcome this morning. Today is good to see you. We welcome you here today. We also welcome those watching by Facebook and YouTube. And those who listen by the radio, we thank you for tuning in today. Now, if I get in a big way preaching and it starts snowing, you all give me a signal. I can't see behind me, but we'll keep a watch on the weather for you, okay? We'll take care of you there. This morning I'll be preaching from Psalm 142 and be talking about when life doesn't make sense. We'll talk about that, and hopefully we'll be encouraged by it. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for the day, and we thank you for this time that you've given to us. This is the day that you've made. We rejoice. We're glad in it. And we just pray today that we'd honor you in our worship as we worship you together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor. I probably should have shut the blinds back here behind me. As he said, we'll take care of that this morning. We're going to sing two songs that's very familiar about faith. He hideth my soul, and faith is the victory. There's just before we sing, there are some announcements there in your bulletin. It's been in there for a few weeks. If you have any questions about any of those, see me or Leslie or John after church. There is two new ones in there. The Willing Worker Sunday School class will meet Monday, 17th, and then announcement about the Soul Sisters Ladies Night out in February. So take note of those and the other announcements that's in there as well. So we're going to we're going to sing, He Hideth My Soul and Faith is the Victory. So you join in with us this morning.
The word of God, we tread the road, the
saints above with shouts of triumph try. By faith they like a whirlwind spread, swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still a shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
A lot of truth in that song. Faith is the victory that we hold on to when life doesn't make sense. We're going to ask that you stand and help us with this song. Our fears doesn't stand a chance when we stand in the love of Christ. So if you could stand with us, please, and we'll let you sit on the next one. Join in with us. I'll sing the verses.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. No longer has a place to hide. I am not a captive to the lies. I'm not afraid to leave my past behind. I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. The power that can break off every chain. Stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear
Don't stand a chance as long as we stand in the love of Christ. The battle is the Lord's. The battle belongs to Him. Father, we thank you that the battle does belong to you. You're in complete control. And God, I pray that we would just turn our fears into faith. And God, I pray our faith would be strengthened. God, I pray that we know that we have an almighty Father who is in control of all things. We thank you for your love for us. Thank you for the mercy and grace that you showed us on the cross through your Son, Jesus Christ, sacrificed for our sin. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, worship team. Hello, Hugh. It's good to have you today. Psalm 142, please. When life makes no sense is what I'm going to be talking about today. And I'll take this from Psalm 142. Listen to the scripture, please. I cry unto the Lord with my voice to the Lord I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint. Now, a complaint is a lament. We'll be talking about that. Before him, I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit is overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path in the way in which I walk. They have sickly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I'm brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison. And the prison there is the cave that he was in. That I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me. For you shall deal bountifully with me. Everyone in life has struggles. Last week I talked about surrender. So today what I want to talk about is struggle. And those really go together. So that's why I wanted to continue today with the thought that I want to share with you. According to Genesis 3:17, because we live in a broken world, because sin came into the world in the very beginning, then what God told Adam was this. He said, all your life, you're going to have a struggle. He said, every day of your life, there'll be a struggle. And we know that to be true. There are three ways that we struggle. One way is that we struggle with people. There's conflict, there's disagreements, there's misunderstandings, so forth. So that's one way. The greatest battle, I think, though, where we struggle many times is with ourselves. That's where I struggle a lot of times, with a lot of things, with maybe fear and insecurity and temptations, things like that. That's our battle. And then there's another way we struggle, and that's at times we have a struggle with God. So why do we struggle with God? Well, we see David's struggle here. And what David does here is give us a pattern to help us to understand our struggles. So why do we struggle with God at times? Well, one reason is because at times we really don't understand what's going on, and so we doubt his wisdom. And that's one way we do it. But another way we have a struggle is that we want to be in control. And we have a hard time of letting go and letting God be in control. Now, I talked about surrender last week. That's part of it, to surrender control to God. So, but we also know this, that the opposite of struggle would be to walk away from God. And some people do that. They get so frustrated, they get so angry, they get so upset about things that they just walk away from God. But God doesn't want that. What God wants is for you to walk toward him. God wants you to come to him. He doesn't want to walk away, you to walk away. So, you know, struggle is just part of life. But the way that we deal with it in a healthy way is that rather than walking away from God, we turn to God. Now, that's what David does here. And that's the example that he gives us in Psalm 142. What David is doing is turning to God. And he's not walking away from God. He's not running from God. But he's turning to God. So that's what God wants us to do. And so here's the example we see, and here's the pattern that we see. In this psalm, we see David's cry. That's in verses 1 and 2. So he's crying out to God. David is on the run from Saul because Saul wants to kill David. He wants to take David's life. There are two caves. One was at Adullam. One was at a place called En-Gedi. And those two caves became really a temporary home for David. And so there he is. He's not in the palace, but he's in one of these caves. We're not sure at this point which cave he was in, but he was in a cave. So David here is in a situation where, at least at the moment, what it seems like is that David is in a hopeless situation. And maybe that's your situation. Maybe you think it's hopeless or whatever. But again, we see the example here that David's going to give us. So what he does here is this too. He cries out to God. He looks to the Lord for help. Now, he didn't know a whole lot about, you know, what Saul's plan was and how Saul was going to try to attack him and how Saul was going to try to take his life. But God did. God knew what Saul was up to and what Saul was about. And so what David does is to go to the one who can help him. To help him in his time of despair, to help him in his time of anguish, to help him in his time of anxiety. Who does he go to? He goes to the Lord. And that's where we need to go. He went to the Lord. Now the Bible says that he poured out his complaint to the Lord. What that means is he prayed a prayer of lament. Now let me be clear with this, okay? You need to understand this. When the Bible talks about these people who lamented or who poured out their complaint to the Lord, understand this. They're not complaining about God, okay? They're not doing that. That's wrong. It's wrong to complain about God. But what they're doing is they're just pouring out their troubles to the Lord. They're pouring out their anxiety to the Lord. They're talking to the Lord about what has troubled them. And so David's troubled here. Life is not making sense to him. He doesn't understand why everything is going on like it is. And so he pours his heart out to God. 1 Samuel 1, 15 through 18. Listen to the prayer of Hannah, because Hannah was in a struggle. And Hannah wanted to have a child, and she was barren. She couldn't have a child. And so the Bible tells us in Samuel that she poured out her lament to the Lord. She poured out her complaint to the Lord. Verse 15 says this. Hannah said, "I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit." She was really troubled in her heart. She poured out her soul before the Lord. That's what David is doing here in Psalm 142. He's just pouring his soul out to the Lord. "Out of the abundance of my complaint and grief, I have spoken until now." So that's what Hannah did. Hannah did the same thing that David did. And there are examples after examples that we find in the Bible where people just came to God when life didn't make sense, and all they could do is just pour out their heart to God. So that's what we see here in Psalm 142. See, David knew this. He knew that God knew better than he knew. And that's our hope. And that's where our confidence is found. And that's why we need to talk to him, because God knows the things we don't know. And then secondly, here you see the circumstances of David in 3 and 4. David was feeling overwhelmed by all that was happening to him. Someone has said it this way, and I've written this down. But what life does to us depends on what life finds in us. And that's true. What life does to us depends on what life finds in us. And David was a man who had faith in God, and in his heart was faith. And when trouble came to David, it found faith. And so what David did was just to go to God with his faith, talk to God, and pour his heart out to him. He trusted God to show him the way that he needed to go. He trusted God to help him in the circumstance that he was in. One day David will look back on this, and in Psalm 23, that psalm that we all love, Psalm 23:6, he looked back on it, and he said, "Goodness and mercy have followed me all the days of my life." And that was David's testimony about all these things that he faced in life. No matter what situation we face, we can go to 1 Peter 5:7, because that verse tells us that God cares for us. And another verse that we go to is Romans 8:28, "For we know that God, that all things work together for good to those who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose." So we go to those verses. And David's circumstance, what he was doing, he was going to those verses. So what I'm saying today is, this is the pattern that we follow when life doesn't make sense. When we have a struggle with people, when we have a struggle in relationships, when we have a struggle with ourselves, when we're in a struggle with God, what do we do in those circumstances? We go to God, and we turn these things over to God, and we talk to him. The third situation you see here, the third point in the psalm, is you see David's confidence. He said, "God is my refuge. God is my strength. God is my portion." Now, it's very interesting to see the language here. David didn't say, he wasn't talking in past tense. He didn't say, you know, "God helped me long time ago, and God was my refuge," but "is," present tense, right now. God is helping me right now. I'm in this cave. I'm in this place I don't want to be. I'm having a struggle. Life is hard. I don't understand it, but God is with me. God is my refuge. God is my strength. So David gave testimony to that. He realized that, that the Lord had a purpose, and God was going to work his purpose in all that he was going through. Now, eventually, what happened to David was he got out of that cave. He became the king of Israel. He reigned in Jerusalem, and he had a good reign. And so God did deliver him from this trouble. But going through it, you know, it's hard to understand all that. And it's hard to really understand, you know, what the outcome is going to be. But eventually, you know, David got to the outcome. And time again, over and over again in David's life and in your life and in my life, what we have found is, you know, God's always on time. And God will always help us. And God will always be there for us. 1 Peter 5:6-7. "Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God." So we've got to be humble. That means we come to him. We say, "Lord, we need your help. I'm in a struggle right now. I really have a struggle." And you've just got to name that struggle, whatever it is. Whatever that struggle is, name that struggle. And say, "Lord, I need help here with this." "Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God." That's what David did. He humbled himself. He went to the Lord. He said, "Lord, I need help, that he may exalt you in due time." Verse 7 says, "Casting all your care on him, for he cares for you." The word translated there, care, means anxiety. That's what the word means. It means to be in a state of being pulled apart, pulled in different directions. That's what a struggle is. It creates all kinds of emotion on the inside of us. Anxiety, fear, all that comes. Uncertainty, worry, all that is a part of that. Stress, it's there. Anger can be a part of that. So we're just pulled in many directions. So the Bible says that the way we deal with that is to cast our care upon him, because he cares for us. Solomon said it this way in Proverbs 12:25. Solomon said, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." And that is the word from God that we need, and the word of encouragement from the Lord that we need, that He cares, that He loves us, that He's there for us. Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. And the word for burden there implies the circumstances of life. All these circumstances that cause struggle in life. We go to the Lord with those things. Now, I want to summarize this by sharing four ways that God will show His love and care to us when we give our cares to Him. First of all, He gives us courage to face our cares honestly and not to run from them. David was in a situation here where he couldn't run from his circumstance. I mean, he couldn't. And many times that's where we find ourselves. And that's where the struggle takes us. We can't run away from it, so what are we going to do? We've got to face it. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah is saying there, God is faithful to His promises. And so that's what we see. We see in Him the courage to face these struggles in life. Secondly, He gives us wisdom to understand the situation, because many times we don't understand. And many times life doesn't make sense. We don't understand the circumstances. What I found in the Bible when I went back and started going through the Bible to study these prayers of lament, many times here is how a prayer of lament, of pouring out your heart to God, pouring out your soul to God, here's how the question goes many times. Why, God? Why has this happened? Why am I going through this? But another way that it's expressed that I found is when. When, God, are you going to answer my prayer? When are things going to turn around? When will you send the answer? So a lot of times that's how it's expressed. But what we need is wisdom. We need wisdom, God's wisdom, to understand the situation that we're in. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, where we need wisdom is in the trials of life. That's where we need God's wisdom, because those trials, they don't make sense to us. Life doesn't make sense to us. And we wonder about those things, but we need God's wisdom. And then thirdly, He gives us strength to do what we must do. Philippians 4:13, the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the way that's written there, what it means is that God pours His strength into your life, that He gives you power, that He gives you a strength, that where you think that you can't make it, that you can make it. And you can make it through the struggles of life, not in your own strength, not in your own power, but in His strength and in His power. And then fourthly, He gives us faith to trust Him to do the rest. Psalm 37:5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Now let me bring this to a conclusion. The only way to win over struggle, if it's with others, if it's with yourself, if with God, wherever the struggle is, the only way to do that is surrender. Surrender your life to God. If you've never been saved, surrender your life to Jesus Christ. If you've never established a spiritual base in your life to where you talk to God, pray to God, establish that spiritual base. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. But that's where it starts. We've got to surrender our struggle with God. A lot of that comes with the unanswered things of life. The things that where there's just no answer. Surrender those things to God. You know, we talk to God about the things that we don't like, that's going on in life, in my life. You know, you talk about those things to God. So we appeal to the character of God, His faithfulness, His love, His mercy, His grace. We appeal to the character of God, and we claim His promises. Now, we express our trust in God. And the reason we do that is because we don't have it all figured out. We don't. But He does. And so what David is doing here, you know, he's just trusting in God. He doesn't have it figured out. He don't know what the outcome. He doesn't know what the outcome is going to be. So he just turns that over to God. So the only way that you're going to win the struggle is to give up control. The most dangerous illusion that any person can have in their life is this: to think that they are in control. The most dangerous illusion that I could have in my life is to think that I'm in control. Folks, I'm not. I mean, life is short. Life could end at any time. Circumstances could change at any time. And you know, it's really the major things in life. I may think that, you know, that I can be in control of something that is major in my life, and I'm really not. It could be anything. It could be economy. It could be your health. It could be situations with kids, you know, whatever. I mean, we think that we're in control. We're not. And so we need to understand that the step to take is the step that David took here, and that is to give up control. That's what he's doing. He's surrendering to God. He's turning control over to God. He's saying, God, you know, this all this doesn't make sense, but I'm going to give you control of my life. Now, what we do is this. The reason we think that we can be in control is that we want to play God. And that gets us in trouble. We're not God. God is God. And God is in control. And so we surrender it to Him, and we give Him control of the struggles in life that we face. Now, so what do I do here? I give control to a person who can control. That's what I do. And that's what David did. So wherever we're having those struggles in life, we turn them over to God. Again, what I found in my study, when I was studying for this, a lot of people in the Bible that had the struggles that we all have, a lot of times it came with unanswered prayers, or what they perceived to be an unanswered prayer. I mean, they really struggled with those things. So the question I guess I have is this: what area of your life have you been afraid not to give God control of? What is it? Are you willing to turn that over to Him? Because, you know, we may think that we're in control. We may think that our plan will work, but what we found out is our plan's not working. I mean, if you're working your plan instead of God's plan, how's that working for you? And so we give up control to Him. So as we come today to our time of invitation, if you have doubts about the wisdom of God, if there's some area in your life that you haven't given up control, turn that over to Him. And say, Lord, here it is. Life doesn't make sense for me right now, but God, I want to put my faith in You. I'm going to put my trust in You. I'm going to trust You, and I'm going to follow the pattern and example that David gave us here. So, whatever it is that you need to admit to God about yourself, about where you are having your struggle, do that. And pour your heart out to God, pour your soul out to Him, and let Him have control. Let's stand for our prayer in time of invitation. Father, today we need to follow the example and pattern that we find here in the Bible, and that is to give You control. I pray for those today who do not have a spiritual base in their life, those who've never been saved, who've never given you control of their life, I pray that they would come today and say yes. To say yes to your deliverance, to say yes to your salvation. For those who are struggling today, Lord, I pray that they would just come to you. May we come to you today with our fears, with our weaknesses, with our anxieties, with our anger. Whatever it is, Lord, may we just come to you with it. There may be times, Lord, when we're tempted to doubt your wisdom. Now that may be a struggle for some today. They're doubting your word. They're doubting your wisdom. Father, I pray that you would give them encouragement. Help them to turn to you and to look to you, to know that you are God. We're not God. We're not in control, but you are. And you know what you're doing. Lord, I pray today that you'd help us to surrender the things that we don't understand to you. And say, Lord, here it is. You just take control of it. We thank you that you're a good God. We thank you that you care for us. You don't want us to run away from you. You don't want us to walk away from you. You want us to come to you, to talk to you. Father, for troubled hearts today, I pray that they would just pour their troubled heart out to you, whatever it is. Whatever that's causing the fear and anxiety and anger and uncertainty, Lord, just help them to pour it out to you and talk to you about it, just like David did when he was in that cave. In your name we pray. Amen.
Just
thank you for being here today, and thank you for your attention. And I'm glad that we have a God who cares, a God who wants to help us. And as the Bible says, we can cast our care upon Him. And that's a great promise from the Bible. So do that. I encourage you to talk to Him, and He'll help you. He really will in the struggles of life. Go this week in His grace, and go in His mercy this week, and may God bless you. The praise team will come, and they'll dismiss us in our course of benediction.
We'll close this morning with God Will Make a Way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. To His side, with love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
You're dismissed.